Not only are South American chickens very strange birds, but they've been in South America way too long. When the Spanish first arrived in South America, they noted the fact that there were already chickens there. People were keeping domestic chickens. Chickens, like cows, pigs, and sheep, are supposedly old world animals. So what were they doing in South America before the old world explorers or conquerors got there? How did they get there? Flying saucers, anybody? Now that I've got your attention, let's back up and look at the South American chicken conundrum, point by point. South American chickens are unique. About 9,000 years ago, somebody in East Asia domesticated the chicken. Every chicken alive today is descended from the East Asian jungle fowl, and like every other domestic animal, they've changed from their wild ancestors and developed a variety of forms. Today, there's hundreds of breeds of chicken, each with its own characteristic, different sizes, different feathers, in an assortment of patterns and colors, and even eggs in a range of sizes and colors. Some of the most unique chickens in the world come from South America. Araucana chickens, whose bloodlines are all South American, are tailless chickens and have interestingly tufted ears, and they lay blue eggs. The Araucana breed was developed from chickens acquired from the Mapuche people of Western South America, a group whom the Spanish originally referred to as the Araucanos. Taillessness, or rumplessness, has arisen several times and in several chicken populations around the world as a spontaneous mutation. All rumpless chickens alive today are descended from these mutations. The blue egg mutation has only occurred twice, once in China and once in South America. Thus, all blue egg-laying chickens are descended from one of these two original populations. The ear tufts mutation only occurred in South America, so all chickens with ear tufts have South American ancestry.